Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours in sight.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We'd like to thank our sponsor, North State Consultants. And we have some other things in the works that will help pay for our program down the road, and we're thankful for all of that.
Yes, we are.
And I'm here in the studio with my sister and
good
co-host.
Morning.
And with Bob Martin, all-around great guy and soundboard operator, producer par excellence.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Let's see. We've got some stuff to cover, as usual.
There's always a lot of information.
And I'll tell you, it just comes faster and faster and faster. Today is May 11th, I believe, 2013.
Yep.
And we're streaming worldwide, KCNR1460.com, or you can call in if you want to talk to us or have a question that you need to ask. 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent. And you might, you know, M-A-R-K, middle initial E with, and Kent, K-E-N-T, and just put Reading on there and you should be able to get through to me. Very good source of news feeds on my Facebook. I don't use it as a personal tool.
Now, Facebook is great for that anyhow.
Yeah, you know, I think if it wasn't for Facebook and Fox News, Benghazi, they wouldn't even be talking about it, you know. So anyway, Reading Tea Party meets Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview Destiny Fellowship.
All right.
And I think I have the schedule on that this Monday. We have
Chris Ann Hall.
Chris Ann Hall, who actually happens to be on my Facebook. I didn't even know this. And when they booked her, she's one of my Facebook people. She has her own radio show, and this should be very interesting. And she presents the genealogy of the Constitution, a 700-year history of and five foundational documents to the very roots of American liberty. So that'll be on Monday night at 6 p.m. Don't miss it. It'll be a great event. So
there you go.
With that,
she describes herself as a recovering liberal.
Yeah.
Somebody that's else. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's almost like alcoholism, only different. you've got some veterans benefits.
Actually, I do. Coming up on May 18th is Armed Forces Day, and Missing in America Project and Walmart truckers are putting on Appreciation Day up in Yreka at the fairgrounds. They will be serving breakfast and lunch for everybody. So come out and show your support for the armed forces up there. It should be a great time. Also, you know, we got Memorial Day coming around on May 27th, and we got a few different events going on. Of course, out at the cemetery, we always have something going on at 5:55. They will be putting on a program on May 27th out there. We also have the first time a Wounded Warrior Project is doing a barbecue at Caldwell Park. Hmm. And what it is bring your barbecue. They will supply the meat and the vegetables down there.
Wow.
You will draw a recipe out from under the cover and see how good you are at barbecuing.
Wow,
so,
that sounds like the place to be.
Yeah, that will be going up from 12 to 5 p.m. on the 27th. So go down there and check it out.
Nice. Okay, very good. So now that we've got sort of the housekeeping stuff out of the way, we've got a little clip here we're going to play. This is from Fox News, Megyn Kelly and Jay Sekulow. And this is with regards to the apology that the IRS issued to the Tea Parties and so forth about being targeted. Well, we just happen to be one of those organizations that were targeted, and we kind of want to walk you through this. We've got some documentation here of what happened and all the above. So let's play that clip, and that'll give us our show segment, and then we'll just kind of go from there.
Fox News alert on a bombshell admission by the Internal Revenue Service. The tax agency is apologizing today for unfairly targeting conservative political groups for additional reviews during the 2012 election. They admit they did it. Jay Sekulow is an attorney and chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. He represented 27 of the groups targeted by the agency. They admit they did it because you forced them to admit they did it. Tell us how it started.
It started with a number of what they call information requests coming into over 30 of these Tea Party groups and conservative organizations, and they came out fairly simultaneously. Megan, they asked for the list of the contributors, who the donors were, who the members were, what conversations they had with individuals. So all of this was going on in the form of what's called an information request. And when we got these, which of course was before the elections, as everything was heating up, we sent back a series of letter briefs saying that the Supreme Court has already held that this information is not subject to inquiry. You don't get donor information.
Because these are tax-exempt organizations, and
right.
The IRS was doing this under the auspices of, well, we'll just see if you deserve to be tax-exempt.
Well, they also acknowledge now, of course, that they were targeting groups that had the name Tea Party in it or Patriot, which, of course, is also unconstitutional. But what everybody needs to understand is we've been battling with the IRS for over a year on this, and it was about a year and a month ago that the then head of the IRS said these Tea Party investigations were not any way partisan. There was no partisan involvement whatsoever. And now, of course, they come out saying, well, they're not acknowledging they're partisan, but they will say it was targeted to individuals with those names, Tea Party groups, and that they mishandled. It was handled incorrectly, and they apologized. Well, but, you know, that's wonderful. I've got about 1,300 legal hours in these cases, as you can imagine, you're a lawyer with this amount of cases. So the apology is wonderful. We've got 14 of these resolved. I'm demanding that the IRS close these other ones out and get those exemption letters immediately. This whole thing's absurd, and I think what Daryl Issa is calling for needs to happen. It's oversight here. And they're also were saying, by the way, Megan, which is incorrect, that it was one group of agents out of Cincinnati.
Yeah, some.
But I will tell you that I've got
letters. This was initiated by low-level workers in Cincinnati.
Yeah, first of all, low-level, these are Internal Revenue Service agents. So this is not low-level, and it's signed off by their group manager. I was an IRS prosecutor. I worked for Treasury. So that's nonsense. And by the way, Megan, I've got letters from California, Cincinnati, the District of Columbia, and on it goes. So this was maybe coordinated by different offices, but this idea of laying this off at, quote, low-level employees is nonsense. We brought this to the commissioner's attention, and we finally are getting a result. But this is what the IRS did here is outrageous.
So now ISA wants oversight, and Senator Mitch McConnell has called on the Obama administration for a government-wide review in response to what he says an IRS admission of harassment. Are we going to have somebody overseeing them quickly, Jay? To make sure this doesn't happen to other groups.
There needs to be government oversight here of why this happened, who let it happen, and why when it was known by the top that it was going on, that they didn't stop it.
Wow. Jay Sekulow, thank you, sir.
Very good. That's Jay Sekulow and Megyn Kelly of Fox News there. And we played that clip because it kind of, you know, highlights what we're talking about here. We've got a lot of talking points to go over. I would like to mention that Bruce Ross in his editorial page actually said that sometimes when people think the government is out to get them, that's because it is. Well, you know, we've heard these guys tell us that we're whiners and everything else, and we're not being targeted, and, you know, all of this stuff from day one. And it kind of, you know, goes to some of the problems here of, you know, people that really don't want to pursue the truth. But to his credit, he got it in there and put the article in his blog, you know, Bruce Ross's blog, about the apology from the Internal Revenue Service. So I got to admit, at least he did the right thing. And So,
and hopefully with things like this coming out, we can get more of that through the mainstream media. Maybe this will kick it up a gear for them.
Absolutely. And this kind of vindicates us, to a big degree. You know, they were trying to suppress us. They were trying to keep the money so that we couldn't fight back.
We're just a bunch of radicals and there was no truth. Truth to what we were, our cause or what we were, our agenda, what we were trying to accomplish for the good of our country.
Well, cause we were a threat to the socialist powers that be, i.e. Marxist, communist, if you want to really push the issue, and that is the truth. So there's just a bunch of stuff there. It kind of goes to the first quote, and then we'll go to the break. The first quote is from Mahatma Gandhi. Okay? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight with you, then you win. And that quote has a lot of truth and makes a lot of sense when you understand when you're fighting a tyrannical power that is in control of, anybody who says that they're not in control of the news media these days, other than Fox has got its high points, you know, but is just not paying attention and they don't really care about the truth. So with that, I think we're ready for a break.
All right. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Dust off your boots and get ready for the biggest dinner and dance party rodeo style. The Reading Rodeo Steak Feed Kickoff Party is Saturday, May 11th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds at 6 p.m. Come on down for a delicious steak dinner, including all your favorite fixins and the biggest outside dance floor under the stars with live music from the Billies. It's good old-fashioned rodeo fun and a great way to kick off a week of rodeo-filled events. Don't miss the Mechanical Bull Media Challenge, and the Reading Rodeo Karaoke Competition finalists will be competing for a $1,000 purse. The Reading Rodeo Kickoff Steak Feed and Dance at the Rodeo Grounds Saturday, May 11th. Tickets are on sale now for $12.50 in advance or $15 at the door. Go to the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds or online to readingrodeo.com. The biggest barbecue steak dinner and dance party in Reading under the stars, May 11th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Sing it, baby. That's good stuff. The thrill is gone. Do you think the thrill is gone with our president yet? You know, I mean, the old thrill up the leg, is it gone yet? Or was that a tingle? Maybe that was a tingle, not a thrill. I hear Chris Matthew lost his Sunday show lately.
Really?
I don't know how true that is. I haven't checked on it, but yeah, maybe the thrill is gone and the tingle too.
Just switch places.
We can only hope. Okay, so there is so much to cover here. that it's ridiculous. I don't even know, not quite sure where to start other than to say that, you know, I do have paperwork. I have been the one that was actually handling the engagement with the American Center for Law and Justice. Through attorneys, because we applied for nonprofit status for Reading, the Reading Tea Party, actually PECON, if you will, Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now. And
had that terrible word in there.
It had patriot. Yeah. And that was one of the reasons that it was targeted, is that, you know, they say this is a nonpartisan deal. Well, that's absolute garbage. What's nonpartisan about targeting anything that's applying for nonprofit status so they can gather funds to do a grassroots movement against government overreach? But you're okay unless you have Tea Party or Patriot in your name.
Right, and most of those come through, those statuses come through like within 60 to 90 days.
Right.
Not 3 years and still holding in the pattern.
Yeah, actually it's been 3 years since we first applied. I actually had the person of interest, one of the other things, the myth that I wanted to spell is they talked about how, you know, the IRS said it was from Cincinnati, a small group. Well, that's absolute garbage as well, because the person that I spoke with was in Washington, D.C., and I'll pull her name up here in a minute. I'll get her name out. But, the problem was we submitted all of this paperwork to get the nonprofit status. Everything was in order. And they come back with a 14-page set of questions where they wanted to know the names of all the members, their addresses. They wanted to know all the speakers that we had. They wanted to know who the donees were, what literature we were passing out.
They wanted all of the minutes from all of the meetings.
Yeah.
Submitted from the time we started.
Yeah. So that basically they asked for so much information that we couldn't even comply, nor would we comply. I refused to do that because if you talk about an unconstitutional witch hunt where you target your opponents. I mean, of course, and the IRS would never target anybody. They weren't targeting us now, really.
No, they wouldn't profile anybody.
Oh, they wouldn't. That's not profiling or having a enemies list that you can target and audit and go after and harass so that they can't get their grassroots movement off the ground to actually combat the socialist Marxist media tool of the administration to get our liberties and our constitution back into focus.
And they were hoping that this wouldn't get out into the media or anything, because they get pushing us and pushing us, not only us, many other groups involved in this too.
There's
like 75 or something.
Well, actually it was about, it started out at 300 and then they set it down to 70 and then there's cases that have been won that are pending and so we've been stonewalled by the IRS. I actually have them on my cell phone saying that they have my packet and it'll be a couple of weeks and so forth. And then all of a sudden, boom, no response. Nobody knows nothing. Can't find the paperwork. You know, then we need all this other information. And meanwhile, it's a year and a half, 2 years later. And then I just want to read you, after we got in contact with the Center for Law and Justice, J. Allen Sekulow and Miles Terry. They're the attorneys that have been working on the case. And, this is a letter dated April 22nd of 2013. This is from a contact person, Mitch Steele, badge number 7838. Group, that's a group number. His ID number is 02033361. And his contact numbers are, in case anybody wants to call him, I better let that one go, until I find out if that's copacetic to do that out. And they gave us a response date of May 27th for some more information. I think that's going to probably be waived off. But it says, the first paragraph is, "Dear Sir, we have just completed another review of your request to be recognized as tax exempt under 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. Based on that review, we concluded that we do not need all of the additional information previously requested."
Imagine that. Hmm. What changed all of a sudden?
Yeah, what changed? Well, what changed was they were forced to admit that this was a witch hunt. They were forced to admit that they were targeting the Tea Parties for political reasons. And, I mean, they're saying it's nonpartisan, but really, so if you only go after organizations that have Tea Party and Patriot in their name, that's not political, that's not partisan, really?
But then later on in this letter, then they start requesting, you know, two or three pages of information to move forward with the application for the exemption.
Yeah, we're not sure what we're going to give them at this point anyway, and we're still working it out with the attorneys. But, you know, one of my problems is that some of the – now, I'm an experienced person with the IRS. I've been working against the IRS, not with, for 30
yeah,
years.
Clarify that.
And so I'm not really much afraid of them. In fact, I kind of go the other direction into a real hard mad right off the bat every time I'm talking to them. So I got to sort of control my temper. But what's unfortunate is a lot of these Tea Parties out there were afraid and they did give up information to these guys on their members and so forth. And that's just, and there's a fear out there with, from the IRS. And you know something? You guys got to buck up, and a little mad will go a long ways here, saying no. And we need our, and these are Supreme Court cases that have said, you know, you have the right to this, the privacy. They can't just pick apart everything and your donors, and they're circumventing our free speech on this whole thing, because the fact is that if they can shut down your organization so you can't fund it, guess what?
Right, yeah. And I just want to let people know out there that we did not give up any personal information, because there was a question in the chat room on that too. So I just wanted to, you know, get that out there real good that no, we haven't given up anything like that.
Actually, we didn't give them anything. And we still haven't. And we're actually, and that's what the debate is at this point right now, is to what we are going to give them. And from hearing Sekulow talk here on this clip that we played, I'm not sure we're going to give him much more of anything. We just have to see how that sifts out, because
Just because they ask for it and request it does not mean that we have to give it to him just because they say so.
Well, you know, I have a saying in my business: sometimes less is more.
That works on many different levels.
It absolutely does. So that's kind of the thing. And so it looks like there's some other things
going on. You know, also with this, I'm kind of confused. They said that it was low-level workers, supposedly, that made these decisions, okay?
Try again for double jeopardy in the bonus round.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But these are the same ones that are going to enforce Obamacare? That they hired the 16,500 new agents or whatever to?
You know, my favorite one is it's Bush's fault. You know, everybody knows I'm not a fan of Bush. I'm not a fan of the Republicans or the Democrats.
They actually said that.
Absolutely.
The IRS director was a Bush appointee.
Jay Carney, the liar and chief White House correspondent or whatever his title is, White House frontman, you know, liar and thief. You know, so... I mean, you can't even make that stuff up. It's not our fault. The dog ate the paper. Bush was in office.
I mean, when does it stop?
Well, it doesn't.
I mean, you know, we got this. We have so many different situations that we know that they're lying.
Yeah.
You know, folks, what's it going to take for you to see?
I seen a cartoon on Facebook that shows Obama's head like a Pez dispenser. And instead of dispensing Pez, whatever they are.
Candies,
it's little lies popping out. This lies popping out of his head. And you know something? When you look at Fast and Furious, when you look at the eligibility issues that are not going away, by the way, and we'll be doing future
it's just ramping up a little bit more, folks.
It's ramping up. You know, this is not going to go away. Now there are some high officials looking at the eligibility case in light of fact of all the other lies that we've seen here to date. You know, Benghazi, not a problem, really. The mainstream media is finally coming out with a little bit, because they've been so discredited at this point that, you know, it's amazing that, you know, they're even on the air still. And it's a testament to the American public not being able to unplug from the TV.
Right. totally agree with that.
So.
I wasn't sure where you're going to stop there, so.
So, you know, there's some issues out there that that are still coming to the forefront here. And,
You know, this is a time that people really need to, I know we've talked about it many times, banding together and standing up. I mean, this is when we need to step on the gas pedal and really ramp it up on our side.
Yeah, we need to get involved with these issues. I highly recommend that everybody go to the ACLJ website. That's ACLJ.org. And donate, because these guys are the good guys. I mean, they have been, I can't thank them enough for what they've done to help with the Tea Parties and preserve our rights and constitution.
Yeah. Right.
You got the, and I'll read some of this stuff. The Internal Revenue is, apologizing. You know, we got Lois Lerner, who's head of the IRS unit that oversees the tax exempt groups. She totally admits that the organizations that include the words Tea Party or Patriot in their applications for tax exempt status were singled out for additional review. And in the same sentence, they're saying that's nonpartisan.
That's not profiling or anything. They weren't targeting anybody at all.
Anyway, so.
No. I guess with that, I think we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week, we welcome 35-year UCLA professor James Enstrom, who's having to sue to keep his job. Seems after years of disagreement over research related to California Air Resources Board regulations, the school tried to fire Dr. Enstrom after he successfully blew the whistle on a fellow faculty member who was also on the CARB board. Learn about it this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and—
Come on, William, give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, this Monday as constitutional and Tea Party activist Chris Ann Hall will be in studio to teach us about the Constitution and how we can stop totalitarianism. That's this Monday with Chris Ann Hall on Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
As long as there are mountains in our way, but we climb the every day. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high.
That almost brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, especially after what we've been talking about.
Yeah, it's like, holy moly. Can't make this stuff up.
Well, some people can.
Yeah, the White House must have a whole panel of writers.
Yeah.
Some people can't handle the truth.
Either that or they just keep cutting and pasting. It's Bush's fault. Unbelievable. So let's go back to our article from our blog here on Bruce Ross. Excuse me. And, you know, it basically says, I don't believe the record searchlight ever did a story about this issue. Well, you know, I can't remember a story out of the record searchlight, to be kind.
Yeah, be careful.
That was ever favorable to the IRS, Reading Tea Party. They have done everything in their power to minimize us, to marginalize us, along with the media, you know, to discredit us. You know, we were AstroTurf, you know, everything under the sun. We were terrorists, you know, I mean, unbelievable slanting of the facts, slander, you know, attacks by the IRS here. And we're still here, guys. And guess what? We're getting bigger. We ain't going away.
Nope.
No.
Contrary to belief.
Contrary to popular
belief.
Baloney.
We are here to stay.
That's exactly right, because guess what? There's more at stake here than our personal fortunes, our personal feelings. You know, when you lose your freedoms and you have tyranny, it goes on for generations after it's gone. And guess what? Your children.
It doesn't come back.
Well, it might come back, but it usually comes back through violent revolution.
That's true.
And that's what we're trying to avoid here is violence. We're trying to get our rights reinstated based on constitutional principles, that the founding fathers, who were geniuses on freedom, and how to keep it, not Karl Marx and the socialist engineering, spewing.
Well, yeah, that's
morons.
What's made this country so great and why everybody wants to come here. And at the same time, we're letting other people destroy it.
Yeah, it's all feel-good garbage. You know,
yeah.
One of them is, like, here's some feel-good garbage. Co-ed bathrooms, AB 1266, is now passed in the, I believe, the House, excuse me, in California. I didn't look this up real quick. I just kind of read a quick clip on it. But now you can they want the boys and the girls to share bathrooms. They want to share locker rooms. Anybody wants to go in the locker rooms.
It doesn't matter. Whatever they feel their gender might be at this time, I guess, is the gist I get of this.
Why
would
we how could we possibly justify that? What is that, appeasing some gay rights people down in San Francisco? Or, you know, that's...
I don't know. What could you possibly... How's your mind
Who would
think?
Vote for that? What are you, moronic or what? you know, so
well,
anyway...
Well, unfortunately, there is people out there, and that's the scary part.
So, what I wanted to do... well, we got Terry on the line.
Good morning, Terry. Are you there?
That. Yeah, I'm here. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
Doing good.
You know,
hey,
the fun
got
never
a quick
stopped.
Question.
Go ahead.
And you might have said this already, but, you know, at my age, I get those senior moments, you know. And anyway, what about all the time? I mean, for example, you got North State Consultants who's helped, you know, tea parties with this stuff, and probably other, you know, consultants, tax firms, CPAs. What about all the time those guys have had to spend on things that basically were erroneous and things that that the IRS had no right to ask?
Well,
do they have any compensation come
yeah,
up with
that?
Is there any thought about that?
I think that's coming down the pipe. I mean, the next stage of this is going to be recovering some cost and damages, I believe. And, you know, I still need to talk to the attorneys, and I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Sure.
I want to make sure that we're on solid footing with all of this stuff. But the real deal is that Jay Sekulow has got 1,300 hours on this in the last couple years.
Wow.
I don't even know how many hours I spent on this, because I guess I'll have to figure that out at some point, because I've been working on this since 2010. you know, applications and putting information together.
And trying to connect the right people in different areas to try to get it resolved and move forward in the beginning.
Legal research,
yeah.
You know, people going out there and gathering the information to get this thing going, you know, law books. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. And then, you know, then we get all this stuff together. We submit the applications, which, by the way, are like 50 or 60 pages as it is. So there's a ton of information in there in the first place. And then to have these guys, you know, get on the phone and say, we've got it. It'll only be a week or so, and then a week or so goes by, and then a month or so goes by, and then
they can't find it.
And then they can't find it. Then it then all magically out of the blue comes a letter with 14 pages of additional information that they want, and we knew they were stonewalling. I knew it from the get go. I mean, there's a problem here right off the bat. We tried to get a hold of our congressman Wally Herger. That was dead on arrival. It's nothing we could do, you know, so we end up, you know, contacting these attorneys because this was a nationwide problem, you know, and how can that be a rogue group, localized in Cincinnati when this is nationwide? And the person that I was dealing with is in, Washington DC. So, you know, I mean, how many hours is spent on this? I have no idea, Terry. It's just unimaginable. And I feel sorry for other people in these other groups that don't. I mean, I'm an expert at this. I'm not an expert at 501c3s, but I'm an expert at dealing with the IRS. I've been doing it a long time. You know, I feel sorry for some of these groups across the country that you got mom, pa who's running a bakery or a wholesale outlet or working for JCPenney's, and they're trying to put together a tax exempt organization, and they're not, and the IRS is supposed to be there to help you, not stonewall you and make it so you can't put it together for political reasons.
Yeah, you know, and you kind of answered my second question. That was very good because I was curious as to those people that you said, you know, it could be mom and pop working in a bakery. And what about the people that maybe have answered a bunch of those questions or have scrambled to do that and they're in the middle of all this?
Well, as you know, I refused to do it. I said, I don't.
I
wouldn't do it because, you know, especially in light of the political climate up there. I mean, we're looking at Barack Obama and, you know, this guy's ties to communism with, what's her name, Doran and Ayers and you know, I just found this out, yesterday or the day before. Do you know where, Valerie Jarrett was born? Does anybody know?
Nope.
Iran?
Wow.
Is that interesting? So we've got all these ties to all these communist organizations. You go to Colombia, which is the most liberal, socialist, you know, and it's not like, oh gee, it's just a political slant. You know, when you look back through history at communism and socialism, there's a few problems there because like they killed 100 million people.
Yeah, it's insane when you stop and think about, as you said, and well put, about how the president has all these ties. And good God, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, now the IRS. I mean, you know, it's just endless. I don't know. I mean, the American people at one point or some point just have to say, man, we have just had enough. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. This is just way beyond the pale.
Well, yes. I think that is starting to happen finally. And, it's sad that we were targeted as an organization from day one because really all we want to do is have our freedom. I mean, we want the Constitution to be respected, the rule of law to be upheld. You know, this isn't about special treatment or special rights. This is about equal protection under the law.
Yep.
And that's, what needs to be done here. And, you know, this specialized, you know, this is crony capitalism all across the board, whether it's the companies or Wall Street or Acorn, you know, this is a bunch of garbage across the board, and they're getting rid of our rights in the process.
Well, you know, I was going to say, too, it's not just the tax exemption. The IRS is doing this at all levels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the common person out there is, coming in contact on different levels with the IRS, and they're intimidating people.
Yeah.
all across the board.
Well, in my opinion, we ought to just get rid of them entirely. Get rid of the income tax, period. Go back to, you know, people don't realize that we didn't have an income tax till 1913, and the country ran just fine prior to that. They actually passed it on December 30 or 23rd, you know, Christmas Eve. They slipped it through the House. You know, this income tax was never supposed to be here in the first place. They had to change the Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, they are auditing people. What's going to stop them from profiling the everyday Joe down the street?
Well, they'll never have an enemies list, will they? They won't be collecting.
They would never do that.
They wouldn't collect information so that they could use it against us later.
No.
I mean,
saying.
Guys, thanks a lot. Good show. And, thanks for the information, guys.
Thanks, Terry.
Have a good day.
Appreciate the call.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so what else? I think we're about break time again, and then let's come back with some more stuff.
All right, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Soothing stuff there, Bob, isn't it? I guess you just want to go crawl up on the couch with a pillow.
Some very inspired choices this morning, Mark.
Thanks. I just want to read Aaron Ryan's comment on Bruce Ross's blog. Aaron Ryan from the Reading Tea Party Patriots shared her thoughts. We knew that's what they were doing. In other words, we knew at the Tea Party this is exactly what they're doing. By preventing our status from being confirmed or denied, we were unable to do any fundraising of consequence. Had the status been denied, those funds may have been requested or refunded to donor. In other words, if we had taken in donations and the status had been denied, then we would have a problem with the donors refunding their donations. Organizations who wanted to partner with us for information and support like Wounded Warriors were not able to do so because our status was not finalized. Bottom line, they kept us from doing more outreach and education during the election last year. Lots of groups on all sides advocated politically. The Tea Party should not be a revolutionary concept of advocacy for them. I love the part how it wasn't politically motivated. I totally believe that. And that's Aaron's famous snarkiness, I believe, yeah. At the, in there. You know, the dreaded snarkster.
Yep.
And so, you know, but that kind of says it all. It's really the truth of what has happened and what we've been fighting and what we.
Yeah, it wasn't just us alone.
Yeah,
it affects many people that have relationships with us.
Yeah, I have another one here. This is from ABC News. ABC, you know, gosh, these guys are actually running the story.
A little bit.
I guess it was too big to squash, you know. So maybe it surprised them as much as it did everybody else. But, you know, the hold on a second. I had targeting up here. But what they're saying, okay, this is what I want to read here, okay, about the dozens of first they say IRS agents singled out dozens. Number one, it wasn't dozens, it was hundreds of organizations for additional reviews in their exempt applications. And
okay, that was just a slight lie.
Just a slight. See, I want to show you, I want to read into it and show you how you take the truth and then here's the mainstream Associated Press, how they spin it to make it sound different than it actually is. Lois Lerner, who heads the IRS division that oversees tax-exempt groups on Friday, in some cases, groups were asked for lists of donors, which violates IRS policy in most cases. Well, no, they weren't just asked for list of donors. They were asked for list of names of the members, donors, literature, you name it. It wasn't just a list of a few
donors.
Yeah,
and they just didn't want the names. They wanted addresses, social security numbers, and on.
Everything. And which violates IRS policy in most cases? No, it doesn't violate policy in most cases. It violates policy, period. Okay.
Well, that just all depends.
I'm sorry. I'm angry. This stuff makes me so angry I can't even see straight. Then the next paragraph is the agency led at the time by a Bush administration appointee blamed low-level employees, saying no high-level officials were aware. Now, does that sound a little bit like CYA to you?
Yep.
Yeah, no, they're not.
And they're good at that.
Nobody was cut at the upper levels.
No.
Oh, that could ever
happen. Yeah, it was because when Bush was in office.
Yeah, and it's all Bush's fault because he was a Republican. Really? Okay. But that wasn't good enough for Republicans in Congress. Oh, now it's all that wasn't good enough for the Republicans who are conducting several investigations and asked for more. Really?
Okay.
So there's no spin there. There's
no not
slant.
At all.
There's no slant of the truth. There's no. Gee, these guys were out of control, and guys, somebody at the upper levels had to order this because I'm sure just some guy in Cincinnati said, "Hey, I'm working for the IRS. Let's just target all the tea parties."
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Nationwide.
Yeah, why not? I don't have anything better to do.
Yeah. And I think they'll up my pay grade when they find out.
No, they'll just move you to another department. Like they did with Fast and Furious.
That's not how public sector government
works. Yeah,
it doesn't really
work that way. It's hard to get them to do anything, let alone something as innovative as trying to target the Tea Party.
You've got to get a half a dozen people to sign off on anything.
Now, this comes from the GOP. This is roll call. It seems that the House GOP is starting to investigate this IRS, and we've got Mitch McConnell calling for an investigation.
Which we've been asking for them to be audited investigated for years.
Yeah, where you been? Where you been, guys? You know, I mean, the help is welcome, but where you been?
But this is a good opportunity for us to take this and use it. You know, like the saying goes, if somebody gives you a lemon, make lemonade. You know,
absolutely.
Let's get it together, folks, and this is our opportunity to really make a stand.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got Billy Bob and Palisadro on the phone. How you doing, Billy?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, great show as usual, you guys. I appreciate all your effort and time
Thank you.
Very good. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. We can hear you. We appreciate you, Billy.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you guys, and this recent dilemma with the, I mean, it's just, what are we going to do, man? I mean, this is crazy. And I wanted to comment and appreciate Terry. What a patriot he is.
Absolutely.
Can't say that word.
Yeah,
You can't say that word. Yeah, patriot.
Oh, no, that's right.
You might be targeted.
That's a red flag.
No,
you're on the enemy's list now.
They're going to put an arrow in his cap.
Yeah, that patriot thing, that's just an extremist way over the top type of thing.
Oh, it's just insanity. So I don't know what we're going to do, but and the only reason that prompted my call is that the state of Jefferson is our only way out of this California dilemma, and you got to, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, come down there and sit next to you at the radio mic and get this state of Jefferson going, because we got to get out of California.
Well, maybe what you can do is leave your phone number with Bob, and then we'll contact you, and then maybe we can arrange that.
Yeah,
well,
come on down.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know enough about it. I'm not, Dan Statham. I'm not Maurice Johannesson.
Well, we're gonna look into that. We'll get somebody on here who knows their stuff. I've already been, kind of working on that a little bit.
The Tea Party had a, meeting this last Monday, and Aaron, Ryan, what a great show they have. But, you guys are doing a yeoman's job, and I wanted to call and appreciate that, and I wanted to appreciate Terry's input.
Very good.
Thank you, Billy Bob.
All right, we'll be talking at you. Okay, bye.
Okay, all right,
have a good day.
Okay, speaking of We the People, tomorrow, Sunday, 8 to 10, we've got, they're going to be having the carb whistleblower. You know, I'm getting kind of tired of that title, whistleblower. You know, like they're some kind of schnitz, you know. Oh yeah, that guy's a whistleblower. Like, and you know, this guy's a UCLA professor, which makes it really unusual for him to be a whistleblower. You know, it's like the old saying, go to Harvard, turn left. It's kind of like, UCLA, but, you know, they're having him as a, you know, it should be whistleblower. It should be patriot telling the truth, you know. And so he's going to be talking about CARB, and he's a research professor from University of California, Los Angeles. And that's tomorrow morning, KCNR.
You know, Billy Bob was saying, what can we do? You know, this is our opportunity, like with radio programs and media or Facebook, to start getting the message out more and more. Everybody just start sending it to everybody you know. Let them know where they can go to get the truth, because there is so much information out there and people they can start standing with that look, you know, think alike on all these matters.
Absolutely. Social media, get involved in your local Tea Party. Just do something. I mean, it's all happening. It's coming together. The ship is turning, folks, and it's starting to become very apparent that the ship is turning and people are getting fed up. You know, you start with the economy, but you know something? When you start getting hungry, you start getting a little mad. And that's exactly what the deal is.
Exactly. And this is our opportunity.
Yep.
Let's, you know, just keep pushing forward. There's more subjects out there that we need the truth on. Let's just keep hammering them.
Yeah, I know. The truth, it's like a novel concept, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's, you know.
I got a problem with that,
Why does the truth matter?
But like I say, folks, this is our opportunity to really start putting the pedal down and working together and exposing them for what they are.
Yeah.
More and more.
Yeah.
So any help that you can give of passing the information along, attending a tea party or city council or anything, now's the time, folks. You needed something to do, here's your chance.
How much time we got left, Bob?
Minute and a half.
Okay, so What can we cover in a minute and a half?
How fast do you want to talk?
Well, Billy Bob was talking about the state of Jefferson. There was an extensive discussion on that at the last Tea Party meeting.
Right. And, yes, there was.
What I took away from it is the territory of Jefferson might be a more doable.
I think it's an idealistic idea. I'd love to see it happen. I got a state of Jefferson hat on my head right now.
Indeed.
But, I'm not, we need to get into that a little more. If we could break off from Southern California, who knows? Maybe it would fall into the ocean. But, we need to fight back at all levels. I'm not sure that's the only answer. I believe the answer is getting involved in your local community. Start getting elected onto the boards, on the board of supervisors. Get involved. Let's get patriots on the city council, the board of supervisors, and then work our way up to the Capitol. So with that,
I guess we're coming to the end. You got your last quote over there?
I have to say them because it's what I do. It's who I am. It's how I roll. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. We will do it again next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. Sovereign Minds here on AM 1460 KCNR. Kurt Largent, Kurt and Ruth coming up after Fox News at the top of the hour. Don't forget it's Dr. Todd Royce with Positively Healthy in the 10 o'clock hour this morning here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. Two U.S. astronauts with a Saturday spacewalk at the International Space Station fixing an ammonia leak in the station's power system that popped up Friday.
Chris, your left foot is under Tom's left arm.
Can you rotate your belly towards me?
Mission Commander Chris Hadfield and astronaut Tom Marshburn. That ammonia leak popping up from a radiator loop used to cool the power system. NASA saying the station still has plenty of power to work with. An armed man with multiple hostages still barricaded inside a home in South Trenton, New Jersey. No official word on how many people are being held or any relationship to that man. That standoff starting yesterday afternoon, homes on the surrounding block have been evacuated. Nearly 40 people killed today after multiple bombings in Turkey along the border with Syria.
In videos posted online by activist groups, men helped the injured, bloodied by one of the explosions, as gunshots echo in the background.